This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. State lawmakers are finalizing a proposal to limit local government power over renewable energy projects. Colorado Democrats plan to introduce the bill in the next few weeks. It's meant to ensure cities and counties can't derail Colorado's ambitious clean energy targets. Supporters include Governor Jared Polis and top State House Democrats, but opponents warn the plan would make it impossible for rural communities to protect property rights and local ecosystems. Meanwhile, a bill to give counties the ability to regulate flavored tobacco products won initial approval from a panel of state lawmakers. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The measure would allow a board of county commissioners to ban the sale of flavored tobacco products, something cities already can do. Proponents see flavors as key to hooking young people on tobacco, but it's drawing opposition from business owners like Philip Guerin, who runs a shop in Denver.
Kids should not have these products. That's the bottom line. I'm here representing 5,000 of my customers. I will have to say that all 5,000 of these people are adults and they like flavors.
A committee passed the bill on a party line vote. It now goes to the full Senate. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Manitou Springs is offering e-bike rental vouchers to low-income residents. The city is working with the regional Pike Ride Bike Share program to provide vouchers valued at up to $700. Those with eligible income stats must be at least 16 years old and have lived in Manitou Springs for at least a year. Similar Pike Ride programs are already in place for Colorado Springs residents. This is CPR News in KRCC.